Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about a subject that may not seem like it's that big a deal, but you know, honestly, it might be one of the biggest deals in the world right now. The Bible tells us in Romans 3:23 that all of us have fallen short of the glory of God. Now, I think we all agree with that, but at the end of the day, I think the picture we need to grasp is this. This is about humility, the recognition that He is God and we are not. It's the recognition that without Him, we don't really have any other possible way to seek forgiveness. It's His gift in Christ that allows us to find relationship rightly with God, our Creator. And that happens when we recognize that we have fallen short of God's perfection. How do you deal with that? Well, the Bible teaches us through confession, like hardcore, raw confession. It's such a critical component of living a healthy spiritual life and a healthy emotional life. It's also an essential element of being able to live in just kindness, grace, civility with humankind. We may not want to admit it, but we all need to be known, truly known, and be accepted by others. We've all believed, though, that to be accepted, we can project an image that's only partially accurate about ourselves. Social media is so good about this. It seems so right at first to put on the mask and to show everybody how special we are, but let's clear that up. It's not. Everybody I know has junk in their life. It's a lie from the enemy that we can put on a mask and we can kind of parade ourselves as having all of our junk together, but every human I know has difficulties. As long as we conceal parts of our lives, we cannot know the true depth of what true, real, honest-to-goodness Christian friendship is like. As long as we hide, friendship's never tested. As long as we hide, we harbor doubts and fear. Now, we question ourselves, would that friend stick with me if they knew the real me? Well, this leads to shame, and then that shame causes us to forsake the compassion of true Christian community. The writer of Proverbs says, whoever conceals their transgressions won't prosper, but they who confess and forsake them, they'll obtain mercy. Wow, that's a mouthful. Moreover, if friends see us only partially, they can't fight for us because we are hiding what's going on and what's wrong in our life. But let's face it, once again, we have all sinned and come short of God's perfection, the glory of God. And when we fall short, we need others to see, to step in, to help us, to pray for us, to encourage us, and hold us accountable. James writes in chapter 5, verse 16, therefore, confess your sins to one another, pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power. What a great line. What a great story. What a great understanding. We have to figure out what to confess and to whom. My friend, who requires you to ask God and to search your own heart? A true friend. Seek them out and have that conversation today. God bless you, friend, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.